Today's episode is part one of a two-part story, Yellowstone in the Sierra. The area along the Sierra Nevada's eastern slope is home to several active geothermal areas, from the volcanic fields at Little Lake and Red Hill to the craters at Mono Lake. It's obvious that there's a few hot spots underground here in the eastern Sierra. Hot spring resorts along El Camino Sierra have been in operation almost since the first tourist arrived. Their first use was thought to have been for medicinal and healing purposes, but it's doubtful that anyone has ever refuted that it's also just felt good to sit in and relax. These geothermal areas have many other benefits as well. Often when there are hot springs, there are also areas of steam. If there is enough of it, steam can be used to generate electricity. Two of the largest geothermal generating plants in California are found in Inyo and Mono County. Just north of Little Lake in southern Inyo County is the turnoff for the Coso Geothermal Area. Partially on land now owned by the U.S. Navy, these hot springs have been used as sacred ceremonial site by Native Americans for centuries. The first written account of the area talked about thousands of hot mud springs of all consistencies and colors, and referred to the area as Hot Sulfur Springs. In 1895, William Grant took deed to the land and opened a health resort a few years later. Claims were made that the water and mud could cure everything from venereal disease to constipation. The water and mud were sold at high prices while touting to provide volcanic health and beauty from nature's great laboratory. At first, Coso Hot Springs Resort only drew local residents, but as traffic along El Camino Sierra increased and the highway improved, tourists from Southern California and even San Francisco Bay Area came to Coso to be cured. In 1943, the U.S. Navy took over the resort and most of the geothermal area as it expanded its China Lake Naval Ordnance Test Station, and they closed the area to the public. In cooperation with the Navy, the Coso geothermal area has been producing electricity from steam since the 1980s. Today, the facility produces enough electricity to power 145,000 homes in California on an average day. Tours of the area are occasionally available through the Matarengo Museum in Ridgecrest, California. Stay tuned to Alt-92.5 Sierra Wave Radio to hear the rest of the story, Yellowstone in the Sierra.